The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 12, 1977, in Rishikesh, India.
Matta means man, drunkard. And pratta means mother. So, generally people, they become mad after sense-enjoyment. Everyone is busy for sense-enjoyment. This is material life. And when they are fed up, no more available. So they become daddy, frustration that grapes are sour. The jackal jumped over to get the grapes, but when he could not obtain it, then he rejects. So for me, they are prama. Mad after enjoying. And gyanis being fed up, they say, Brahma Satya Jagan Vita. And what is useless. So this is going on. The Karmis, they want to enjoy this material world, and the Gyanis, they are little advanced. They are fed up rather. They want to enjoy by becoming one with the Supreme. So there is want. The Karmis want to enjoy this world, and the Gyanis want also. There is demand, mukti. Mukti means to become one with the Supreme Brahma. And the yogis, they want siddhi, ashta siddhi, panimalaya, prapti, sita. They also want. Therefore, our Vaishnava poet, Kaviraj Goswami, he says, bhukti bhukti siddhi kami chakali asam. Those who are after something, either enjoyment of this material world, or enjoyment of spiritually becoming one, or to have some siddhis, they want something. So they cannot be helped, because there is demand. I want, maybe I want better things than you, but I want, I am in need. So therefore, those who are in need, they cannot be helped. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asanta. Krishna bhakta niska. Krishna bhakta doesn't want anything. Atayav shanta. He is. He said, charming to thought force me, barang na jāca. I don't want. I'm fully satisfied. Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the forest, underwent very severe austerity, and when Lord Vishnu appeared before him, take benediction, whatever you like, he said, Samin Kritat Kosmi, Barang Najat, I have no more demand. I am fully satisfied. So this is the teaching. If we want to be fully satisfied, without any demand for sense gratification, then we become happy, and that is available in full Krishna consciousness. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nandhanangana janangana sundaring kavitanva jagubhinsa kama. We don't want. People want money, have many followers, nice wife, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuses. Nandhanangana janangana sundaring kavitanva jagubhinsa. Ama janmani janmani shari bhagavad bhakti. Let me remain your servant. Janmani janmani. Mukti means no one janma. So he doesn't want to be mukti. Bhakti mukti siddhi. For a devotee, either this life or next life, the business is the same, to serve Krishna. So, this verse, Nunang Pramatta Kurute Vikarma. People are mad after sense gratification in different ways. So, Rishabhdev says, no, this is not good. You have already obtained a material body as a result of your past karma, and you are suffering. Body means suffering. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudana. So you have already got this body and you are suffering. You are again trying to get another body. Nasadum. This is not. Our whole basic civilization is punarjanma jaya. To conquer over punarjanma. And here Krishna gives me very simple formula. Janma karmanchami diddham jujana. If we simply understand what is Krishna and what is Krishna for that purpose, we are writing so many books. The scholars, they are appreciating. Otherwise, Krishna is available very easily. Manmana bhavamad bhaktam ajyari maam namaskar. But if you want to understand Krishna, tat-tat, then we have got so many books. You can read and try to understand Krishna. When you understand Krishna as the Bhagavan Son, then your life is successful. And kar means one nasaduman. This sense gratification is not karmana daiva netrena janta deva upapad mittu sankhara vatma. This karma means mittu sankhara. Again and again. Tathade hantara prapti. You have to change this body. You do not know what kind of body you are going to go. That rate 8,400,000 different forms of body. Any one of them I can get. So, if I lose the opportunity of human form of life and be engaged for some years, say 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, as a very big man, and by my action, if I become a dog next life, then my life is spoiled. We should not spoil our life. We should fully utilize. And how to utilize fully? They are all given direction in the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary understanding. And if we understand Bhagavad Gita, understand Krishna at least little bit, that is the end of instruction. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam gacchami. If you have got faith that what Krishna says is right, sarva dharmān, that is explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, that faith, saddha, saddha he has explained. Saddha sabde vishya sudhira nishtha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kita. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam gacchami. And one who has got faith in these words, yes, if I surrender to Krishna, all success will follow. This is faith. So faith is the beginning of Krishna. Adau saddha, tato sadhasam. So, if you have got faith in the words of Krishna, they are very openly spoken, and then our life is in action. But we have no faith in Krishna. We take Krishna as ordinary human being. Abhijananti mang murha. If you say that you have no faith in Krishna, then you are a murha. He becomes angry. But I don't say Krishna says. We are simply repeating the words of Krishna. Namanga duskidina mura prabhadante norada. So, if we say, people become angry. We don't say anything. We simply repeat. That is our business. We are not learned scholars. But our mission is to repeat the words of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. He says, Avaragai Guru Haya, Tarohi. You become Guru. I shall become Guru. I am neither learned, not Vedantist, neither Sannyasi. How can I become Guru? No, you have no difficulty. You, on my order, become Guru simply Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upoli. You become Guru. Whomever you meet, you simply try to convince him what Krishna has spoken. Then you become Guru. So we request everyone the same thing and become Guru. It is very urgently necessary. People are becoming godless, atheists, non-believers, and that's suffering. So, every village, every home, every neighborhood, they require Guru. But who will be Guru? One who repeats the instruction of Krishna. Jare dakho tare kaho. It is very easy. No, people are accepting all over the world the instruction of Krishna. These books we are selling daily, our collection is 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees. Now this recent publication, how many copies we have printed?
220,000.
We expect to sell them very
3 months time.
The Bhagavad Gita average edition, we have 300,000.
The abridged edition?
Yes. Why is that average edition?
Yes.
Yeah. So, foreign country, foreign religion, and they are foreigners. So why is there pastage in this?
3,50,000 copies.
3,50,000
copies.
They are printing huge quantities.
They just printed 15 lakhs more.
The
new printing is 15 lakhs one time. A bridge edition.
आप लोग सब इन मूवमेंट में से ज्वाइन कीजिए, कृष्ण का प्रचार कीजिए, इंडिया का कैसी बढ़ेगी, इट विल डिस्ट्रीब्यूट इंडियाज ग्लोरी, पीपल विल फील ऑफ लाइफ टू इंडिया दैट वी हैव गॉट दिस नॉलेज. आई मीन द एक्चुअल नॉलेज इज हियर. There is no such knowledge all over the world. Bharat bhumi te manushya janma hoila ja. Janma sarthak kari paropara. India is meant for paropara. India is not meant for exploiting us. But unfortunately, the knowledge is Saraswati Jnana Kale Jadasati. We have got the store of knowledge, but we have kept it locked up, not distributed to the world. They are called Jnana Kale. one who has knowledge, but he does not want to distribute. That is, their tongue as jnana khala. So you should not be jnana khala. In India, there is storehouse of spiritual knowledge, and every one of us should make our life successful by assimilating this knowledge and distribute all over the world. There is customer, there is appreciation. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Bali Mara. Theek hai ki nahi? Why we should be jnana khala? Prasadaman. Jnana should be distilled. Modern scientists also, they have discovered something new, go and distribute. For the benefit of the whole human society. Unfortunately, we are distorting the knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, interpreting in a different way according to my needs, and spoiling my life and others. This process should be stopped. Present Bhagavad Gita as it is. You will be benefited. Other. Don't disturb. That is all.
So do you not consider eligible to get the judgment in the American Supreme Court translated into Indian printing?
Yes, that we require an expert lawyer. There are some technical terms. Ordinary man cannot translate. If among yourself there is a lawyer, if he helps us translate, we can publish. There are so many legal. The judgment is wonderful judgment.
Yes, it's a historical judgment.
Yeah. I was expecting to fight that case at least for some years. But by Krishna's grace, he has given on the first day the judgment.
Was it argued on her behalf also?
No.
I see.
Simply presented our statement. I advise them that you take my 84 books and present before the judge. Our statements are here. First of all, you read these books, then you give your judge.
Self-explanatory.
Yes. So, Krishna has given in sense that from the ordinary statements, he has understood the whole thing and he has given judgment in order. This is all Krishna's arrangement. He shall sarva bhutanam riddhesha arjuna dushta. He is every one's heart. he has dictated that he give judgment like this. Otherwise, it was impossible. That is, in many courts, we have been harassed in Australia. Many. Because they are afraid of how Krishna consciousness movement is advancing. One politician has said that this movement is increasing like epidemic. If we do not check it, within 10 years, they will take our government. Yes, in America, one politician. So actually, that is happening. In spite of so much obstacles, we are increasing. Our books are selling, we are advancing, we are getting more devotees. We have got in every country of Europe, England, Germany, France, Portugal, Spain, Rome, Sweden, everywhere.
But the Pope is agreeing with you in Rome? The Pope is agreeing, the Pope. In Rome, he will agree with another
guy. He agrees, and who cares for his agreement?
With chanting on the...
We don't care for anyone agrees or not. We push on. That's it. Do you think in India they agree Krishna is the Supreme Person? Then we don't care about that. We have to go forward. That is all. If Krishna agrees, that is all. We don't care for anyone. Agrees or not. If our master agrees, we are servant. And that is all.
Don't care for that. It is that is gaining ground all over the world, excluding India, the birthplace of this. Where the women should be in this area. The present younger generation here, you are right.
Why not gaon ka jogi bheek na mein?
I told me on gaon ka jogi.
They say, what is this Hare Krishna? We have chanted Hare Krishna, meditate. Now let us meditate. This is it.
The Indian government even don't grant visa for the followers of Hare Krishna in India.
But we are not dependent on Indian government.
Yes, you might. You don't give long-term visa for Hare Krishna movement
no.
In India. Just for a few months,
or 2 months. Yes, yes. 3 months, 8 months, 6 months. And we are losing 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees per year for this injustice. I pointed out the government that in America they give permanent residences to so many Indians. I am also. I have got the blue card. Permanent residence in America. So why don't you give them permanent residence there at my assistance? No. This is only. I am preaching Indian culture all over the world and I am bringing at least 10 lakhs of rupees foreign exchange. For my Indian activity, but there is no help from the Lord. So the constitution itself is defect. Anything man-made will be defect.
Yes.
Therefore, I will insist in you. Take the instruction of Krishna, you will be perfect. Don't manufacture.
You can't have that in this. Authoritarianism. You can't have that in authoritarianism. They're in Delhi. They feel their authority.
And become authority. That is, he said that you become guru authority, but you learn first of all as chela from the guru, and then you become guru. And without any learning, without any, how become a guru? That is going. Everyone is self-made guru. That has to be stopped.
I feel in this country at least, the young generation, the present generation is absolutely has got no base, religious base.
Religious base is there. There is scriptures, but they are not being trained up.
But then, but after some time,
they do not like to be trained up.
What will happen to this generation after 10
years? Then the rascals, again we have to say the rascals. The rascal leaders mislead them. There is no hope.
There is no hope.
Now, to prove from Bhagavad Gita, non-violence. How it is put? Bhagavad Gita begins with the word jujutsu. And now if you want to make it non-violent, that is misleading. Jujutsava means fighting spirit. Dharma Ketri, Ketri, Samaveda, Jujutsava. So where is non-violence? But our leaders want to prove Bhagavad Gita, non-violence. Isn't that misleading? Why you should misinterpret Bhagavad Gita?
There is no salvation for this country.
There is. Not everyone is misled. One who can protect himself from this misleading, if they can understand that leaders are blind, they have no knowledge, then they will say. That we are trying, and there is obstacle. When you say Krishna is the supreme being, they take objection. They say Krishna is an ordinary man. Avijayanti maam mura. This is the struggle going on.
So we have to leave everything in the faith of Krishna.
Huh?
We have to leave everything.
Yes.
At the feet of Krishna.
Yes. Sarvadharman paritya jumam. That is the instruction.
Whatever he does all.
Yes. Not does. He wants you also to do. He does not anything. Everything is done by his parasa shakti vivida yasya svabhaviki jnana balokya. He hasn't got to do anything. Natasaka ajam karanajam. He has got many energies. Still, he acts to teach us. That is explained by him. He is so kind. But as soon as he comes to teach us, we take him as ordinary man.
Is he coming again?
Yes. He has already come.
Yeah?
He has already come. by his name. Kali Kale Krishna Nam Rupi Abhut. This Hare Krishna is Krishna. He is absolute. His name, his form, his attributes, his parameters, they are all one. So, this Hare Krishna name is not different from Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta Avinatya Nama Nama. Nama is Krishna. So he has already come. He is Chetada Purumad Bhama Mahadaba. Simply take Harin Nama, Harin Nama. Kirtanareva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param. This is the Bhadita Bhagavad. Kalau dosa nidhe raja asti jika mahanagun. We have got a special concession in this Kali Yuga. We cannot execute all the instruction in the Vedas. We are fallen down. But if we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kirtanareva Krishna Mukta Sangha, he becomes liberated from all the faults of this Kali Yuga and Parambraja goes back home. So Krishna is already. Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Yukivalam, Kalu Nasi, Nasi, Nasi. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant Hare Krishna. Wherever you are staying, it doesn't matter. Sane Sita Siti Gatang Tanuvang Vanovi. That is very simple formula. You can become liberated simply by chanting. And if you think that you are very learned philosopher, read all the books. Two ways, yeah. Thing is very simple. Every boy can chant Hare Krishna.
Rama and Krishna
are interchangeable? No. Ramadi Murtisya Kala Niyamena Tishtan. Krishna has unlimited number of expanses. Rama Nihingavara. Ramadi Murtisya Kala Niyamena Tishtan. Nana Avatara Matarad Bhuvanesha. Krishna Sayang Samadhi. Krishna is the original person. And Rama and Krishna are the same, expansion.
Yes, but
then
Rama and Krishna are
same. Krishna is Rama. And Rama, Krishna is Krishna. So we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. There is no difference.
We are living in more horrible conditions than what was obtained in the time of Mahabharata. Krishna had promised the humanity that he would appear whenever there is.
Yes, he has appeared. Nama Rupi Avatar.
I think we are passing through a greater hell than what was really matter.
The disease is there, the remedy is there. If you take the remedy, then there is no question of suffering from the disease. But he refused to take the remedy. Just like this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. This Kali Yuga is the ocean of faults. Why should you lament for that? The remedy is there. Kritanadeva Krishna Sambhakta. You chant Hare Krishna. You become relieved. Why don't you take the remedy? Mahami vaja prabhadanti, mahami tantanati. Why you are so much disturbed by Maya? Just surrender to Krishna. It is our choice. We do not do that. Can you suffer? Mahama prapo nivartanti mittu sangha. Krishna is giving personality. Just take me. And we are not accepted. What can we do? The knowledge is there, the process is there, the authority is there, all the acharyas, they have accepted, but we are so stubborn, we will not accept. That is it. We will manufacture our own ways. Jatamattapu. That is it. Have some people.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nama.